It's here.
Didn't have to go to China. Was thinking about going to China to track Jason down, that son of a bitch, but we're here.
God, I feel good in
Merch,
this.
Hot, very hot in here. Went the hired GSM, I think it's called. I think it's 450. It's very thick, so but good for winter. So, guys, this is getting rolled out soon. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can't hear or see what we're doing.
No.
The hoodies are in.
Yeah.
We tracked Jason down.
It's a little bit irrelevant now. Yeah. Think about it if you're only listening.
I was trying to see if Jason and Woodja were collabing together to try and screw me over. But they're here.
There's every chance of that up.
Yeah, probably.
That's legitimate.
So we'll track Woodja down as well. Yeah. We'll track him down.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Dan Does Footy Podcast. You can find more of Dan Does Footy on the website, Spotify, YouTube, and social media. Lids off. See ya.
There was heaps of sick kids, and I was like, where are they? Kick him harder. Kick him all harder. Punch him in the face. A bloody horizontally challenge, if you get what I mean.
Welcome everyone to Monday, your safe space where you can just let out your frustrations after an extra long week of football. And football's the best. Keep saying it's the best thing that we have at the moment. Actually, no, it's the best thing we have ever. It's just unreal. Just nestling into a Thursday night game and then getting the ankles dirty and putting yourself in a graveyard. From Thursday to Sunday, it is just the best thing we have right now. Five teams we've rubbed out of playing finals so far on the whiteboard. Three teams are on fraud watch and the other 10 are just fighting for a chance to play finals. But an epic weekend all round. Ollie, how are you?
I'm a little bit sick, to be honest.
You are sick, and it seems like something's always up with you. It's either a torn bicep you've had.
Well, I thought I did, but I think I was just a little bit stiff.
Quidditch knee?
Yeah, well, that's an ongoing concern.
And now sick.
And now a bit sick. And I just want to put it to everyone. Is there anything pervier than the little vapor rub stick that you put up your nose?
It's like you're literally putting a tampon up your nose.
Totally.
It's built like a tampon, isn't it?
Yeah, looks yeah. like one. Yeah, I don't know if it smells like one.
I've never smelt one.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I'm really, I've calmed down after Friday and we'll obviously go through that game, but I'm doing all right.
Friday was, there was two games that were just absolute snooze fest and that was one of them.
Yeah, I wasn't snoozing, but yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I know. We were supposed to be in Adelaide, but the tourism South Australia said after your work in Adelaide and Gather Round that we're not allowed there this year again, but Liv was on. Did you tune in at all? I know you're not a golfer, but you wouldn't have tuned in.
I saw lots online. I don't understand. It looks like a theme park for golf. Is that essentially what I can gather from that?
Well, I hadn't watched Liv compared to the PGA.
Right.
So this is my first time actually throwing myself in Liv. And at first I was like, this is just a lot of testosterone going on. A lot of testosterone. So it reminded me of like a bloke's golf day.
Sure. Okay.
Just a lot happening. Music was being blasted. Beers being thrown. There was a caddy on the green.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they do it, but they must throw beers out flat out. It must just be some thing. I thought it was the watering hole and this one hole where it's like a party hole. I thought that's where you do it. But it felt like every hole was like, let's just get your beer and chuck it.
So is it very much the T20 of golf? Is that kind of a good way
to... It's a different vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure if I love it or I hate it, but this caddy was in the greens. So the caddy guy, he carries the clubs for the golfer.
Sure.
You know that or not?
No.
No. Great. So he carries the clubs for the golfer and gives advice saying, hey, mate, pitching wedge or 7-iron or the breeze doing this. Anyway, the caddy's on there. I think he's putting the flag back in the hole and a beer bottle strikes him in the head.
Oh, no.
He like stumbles down. Then he turns around and he goes, yeah! Like if this joins, this thing's off its head. It's off its head. So three-time PGA Tour winner Brendan Steele won the LIV Golf Tournament. They're all getting paid absolute coin to be there. Either signed on with huge amounts of money or when they win these tournaments get like the equivalent of winning tour money. So he won $4 million.
Jeez.
For that, for 3 days' work. Aussie Cam Smith came 14th, bounced out with 275K.
I will say this. I caught, was it maybe halftime in the Port Adelaide game, there was a golfer who won a car for someone.
Mm.
He had to hit the ball into the
in the middle. There was a small circle.
I was pretty impressed with that.
He was pretty cool. Did your mate Walshy do the pregame stuff?
Yeah, he did.
He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, he's a fantastic
MC. All the pregame ceremonies were very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool.
Yeah, it was a little bit salty actually, because if it was the Saints home game, then I would have got to
You would have crumbled. It. You would have crumbled.
Too much pressure.
Yeah, that's. I think that those lights are a bit too bright for you.
One
yeah,
step you're too
not,
far.
Not the yeah, moth yeah. Yet. Are you back this week?
Yeah, North.
Oh, yuck. Oh, that is gross. What, Sunday?
Saturday 4:30, I think. I'm pretty sure. What? Let me just double check on that, but I'm pretty
are
sure.
Are they putting Saints in a North in a pre-prime?
A pre-prime.
No way they're going to pre-prime.
Yeah, 4:30 no. Saturday, Saints North.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, because it's because Saints fans and probably North fans are saying as well, put us in a Sunday graveyard because we want to enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
And now you put in a pre-prime. Wow, okay. They're fair enough. We'll get into the footy soon. NBA finals are on. I didn't see what happened this morning, but I'll tell you right now what's happening. The Lakers are about to get swept, about to lose 4-1, you'd think, to the Nuggets. Man, the Suns are going to bounce out with Kevin Durant, who went there. They're going to get done by the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Clippers, Mavs are tied at 2-2. Thunder are going to sweep the Pelicans. Celtics are still armwrestling with the Heat, 2-1 there. Cavs, Magic, 2-all. Bucks and Pacers. Pacers up 2-1.
Ooh.
And the Knicks are going to knock out the 76ers.
There's a lot of words you said there, and it's stressing me out. When I go back and edit, I'm going to have to really make sure you got all these right, because you know.
You know what about this show? Close enough's good enough, mate.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's our mentality from now on. If we're close enough or near enough the mark, just leave it in there and then let people scream at us. Let them scream. You know what is back big time this week that I saw so much of? High tens.
Yeah, baby.
They are right back, high tens. Back with the vengeance as well. People in the crowd keep giving each other high tens. So many high tens in the crowd.
It's beautiful.
And I'm going to the game Friday. And you know I don't like to go to games. I'm very much to stay at home in my little nest and watch the game. Yeah. But I'm going Friday and I'm just throwing high tens around.
You know what we're going to get you? Some sort of – like we're going to get you
hand lotion.
Yeah, no, or yeah. Hand lotion. Mm, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done high tens 2 years ago. No. It would have been no touchies.
Why is that?
COVID.
Yeah. 4 years ago, yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah, 2020.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't
when
it?
When you're giving high tens, it goes very quickly.
Wow, high tens. We should bring back like just, actually no, that's so dumb to even think about.
Say it.
Just like lashing your mate and tonguing each other.
Can I ask, bringing it back, was that in just with your friends? Like, you know, your
partner,
sure.
Depends how good the game was. Just turn it to your mate. Really? Give each other a hickey.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Bring the hickeys back. high tens, it was good to see the high tens. At the South Melbourne Footy Club, gave each other a lot of high tens. There were high tens in the crowd of the footy. Coverage high tens as well.
Coverage high tens.
It was unreal. So keep getting around each other. Keep giving each other high tens. Saw a couple of low tens for a loss.
Any sparkle?
No. Was there sparkling in it? There was sparkling. Oh, we had sparkling in it. Yeah.
Mate,
yeah.
I don't want to say we're starting a revolution.
Mm.
But I'm going to say it because it certainly feels like it. I gave a couple at the Corner Hotel, which was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. How was the corner?
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'll just have a little moment to myself here. My mum was over from Tassie and she, in her time, was a little bit of a celebrity in Tassie. So it was quite nice having her over.
Was she a boxer as well?
Yeah. No, having people come over and ask for high tens, I went, oh, sorry, mum. Just going to do this. Yeah, I love
that. Now, did you hit your quota of like 5 to 7 photos?
No, I only got 3. I was gutted. I was actually quietly gutted. And I only got like, you know, 5 new followers over the weekend. So I'm pretty pissy with things
so
at the moment.
So what's your sweet spot of photos if people see you out? Are you happy with like 7?
I've kind of upped the ante a little bit. I think I'd like 10.
Wow. So if you see Ollie anywhere, just ask for a photo opportunity.
No, more so in a social, you know, like not sort of, you know, home to work or home to Coles or whatever.
Oh, you don't want to be stopped in the street?
Well, I'm busy.
What are you doing that makes you busy?
I've got a lot of, I've got to edit this, which takes, you know, about an hour. And then
so no one storm the studio here and give you a photo opportunity.
No, I wouldn't like that. But,
no.
Look, on public property, when it's football related, you know, at a bar, restaurant. Yeah.
You're like a fresh piece of meat.
Totally.
Yeah, I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
No, I love
you. Come get me.
Yeah, great. No, I can't wait to do that as well. I'll be at the corner this Friday.
Yep.
Going to the president's lunch, so whatever. Speaking as well, not a big deal.
You're speaking?
Yeah. Yeah, that one of the club legends come back. I'm not really sure. Probably a weird person to get to speak at the president's lunch in front of like all the corporates and the big hitters. Like, I would have thought like a Juddy or a Fev would have been that kind of person. But fuck it, put Goz up there and watch me go. And I'll get a little bit tipsy before I go up there and say some things about the Pies.
Yeah.
Who's the Pies president?
Current one. Ooh,
Kelly? Craig Kelly.
Yeah.
Craig Kelly.
CK.
Look at me, you piece of shit. It's like, what's this guy doing up there? We hate you guys and we owe you. We'll show you who's boss. I ran 15Ks as well, guys. Thanks to Gatorade and Loose By Run By. My hips are shaking in their pockets. They don't feel good at all, particularly the left hip. Now, I've had surgery on the right hip. I've had a clean out and arthroscope. And the right feels good. Left, not good at all. Feels like I've been just punched 1,000 times in the left hip. Ooh. And the next month is scary.
Yeah.
What did I say? We have Pies, Melbourne, Sydney, Suns. I think Port Adelaide is also on the back end of that.
Yeah.
And Adelaide. So, and also got a hemorrhoid now for running as well. Got
did
a hemorrhoid. Yeah. Got
we
a hemi.
We welcome the hemorrhoids.
Also, welcome back hemorrhoid. Yeah. Got one. Just a thick boy as well. Real thick. A lot of blood in it. So that's been good. Been a bit gassy as well. And nice. I put some chickpeas in a dish. So, you know, with the hemi, when you get the lentils in your belly, you get bloat. And then there's only like a pinhole of an opportunity for a fart to come out. So
these are
like.
Yeah. Then it comes back.
That's essentially what a fart is. And that's normally that kind of fart is like a. There's a lot of gas in me, man, and not many holes to come out of.
Jesus, is a sophisticated
not
show.
Not many holes. It's just like they're like when you do a. Oh, do we want to get gross with it or not?
Oh, well, I think we've sort of come to a bit too far.
It's
for
just
that,
like even when you got to like do the poos. When you do a poo, because like everything's coming back out, the same watermelon has to come out of the pinhole kind of thing. So it's just excruciating, and then you wipe it and you're like, okay, that's clean. But really all that's clean is your hemi that you're wiping. Oh. And then you sit down for a bit and you marinate your undies and all of a sudden you're like, okay, there the poo is. The poo's there.
Good.
That's right. Let's get into some football. Are we doing this all year? Are we going to do this all year, umpires? Had a weekend. And now listen, we have said – for a few weeks now, they have a hard job. We understand. Fuck me, Ollie. What the fuck?
I just thought while you were speaking.
You've got a tampon up your nose again. It actually is a tampon. That's great.
Right, moving on, what were you saying?
I said they have a hard job, but boy, oh boy, they have a bad weekend. And are we going to figure out this year, or is this something that a team is going to lose a final because of?
Yeah.
Because it's looking that way. It was horrible. Friday night, umpires... in your game, wanted to confirm if the ball went over the goal line. Mate, it was in fucking row Z. Clearly it went over the goal line. On Saturday arvo, Ollie Henry pushes Young out in the back. Marks it before it goes to the behind line. Umpire says, I think it's behind. Review, can't see shit because the cameras aren't there. Marked Ollie Henry. So let's figure it out. Can we please, and we've said it from the start, can we please put them on full time?
Yeah.
Pay them what they deserve to be paid, take them away from their current jobs and put them on full time. It makes no sense that they're not full time employees of the AFL. Just part time.
I actually thought that you were taking the piss when you first said that. Mm. I thought, in what world? Of course they're full time.
No full time. So AFL, just if you do that, you take care of the problem. And that discussion just has to happen. You have to put them on full time, and like professional athletes, you have to get them together in the preseason, train them together, look at vision together, get them to work with the ARC team and say, listen, how can we work together as a unit to make sure that we're not embarrassing ourselves out there? And I feel bad for them in a sense because there are so many rules and intricacies of the game where it's literally gray area, like no one knows.
Sure.
But let's make it better. It's getting worse and worse. And people are saying, oh, but the media is just making more of it a big thing. No. It's a big thing because it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I tell you what doesn't help as well. I was watching the Premier League last night, and that is a slick operation with the way that everyone works together as a team to go to VAR, back to the ref.
Is it actually smooth?
Yeah. I'm really impressed with it all. And so then it feels like a total...
Yeah.
You know, swap around.
Well, the NFL's smooth as well. I mean, they send stuff to fucking New York to look at and then bring it back to the game.
Have you ever, by the way, when you watch an NFL game, do you go, what is everyone doing on the sidelines? What's everyone's jobs? But maybe that's what you need.
No, they don't. Well, yeah.
You just need 100 people.
I think you'd take off 4 umpires, bring it back to 3.
Oh, you reckon there's too many?
Too many eyeballs.
Too many chefs.
Too many chefs cooking.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's nothing good coming out of the kitchen at the moment.
Nope.
Not at all. So I think someone's got to take this and run it up to the AFL and tell them because they're not listening to anyone. And maybe they are listening but just refuse to fix it. It's just, it's like, surely they're like, this is bad now.
Yeah.
Like, come out and say it's not where it wants to be and we want to improve it, but it's just horrible.
Have we sort of seen like a press conference style? Like, that would be good, wouldn't it? Come out and say it like the coaches.
Yeah.
I'd love
for the umpires, I don't know if they have association, but I'd love for the AFL or even the umpires post game to have 5 minutes talking to the media.
Yeah.
Because that would actually give the public a lot of maybe reasoning or insight into what they were thinking. So give them 5 minutes post game. Yeah. It doesn't need to be televised, but it can be in the paper for people to access and say, hey, you know what? Ollie Henry took this mark, is what we thought at the time. Hands up, got it wrong. And people would move on so much quicker.
And I'd also love to have an umpire in the commentary team to cross to.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
If this show is coming up for brilliant ideas to the AFL, then we've got red lights everywhere because this show does not do that at all. At all. I did see, which I hated, David Roden was a sub umpire on Saturday for the big game, Blues and Cats. Disgusting behaviour. Now, when you've got a Ferrari, you don't put it in the shed with a cover on it. No. You get in the David Roden and you drive him 100 miles an hour as fast as you can because he's the best thing you've got in the garage.
Yeah.
Disgusting. That should never happen again. Ever again. If I see David Roden on the bench, I'll be sick. I'll be sick. Now, a lot of advertising opportunities here because my mind was going a million miles an hour during the whole umpire stuff this weekend. Mm-hmm. Specsavers.
Yeah, of course.
Just have a brilliant opportunity to do the funniest ads ever. Specsavers, you know what to do here.
Oh, you want proper commercials?
I want a commercial after, like, you know, I think Fred Ayer still do commercials mid-game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Imagine, like, a go of you into a goal, into a Specsavers ad and be like, should have gone to Specsavers. Whoa. That'd be awesome. Like, things you could do. Like, it's clearly a goal and the umpire's, like, just blind. Should have gone to Specsavers. Listen, I'm not your marketing team, but you could do something really special here. Let's get into football. Wednesday night football. Now, this wasn't the best promotion for Wednesday night football. I don't want Wednesday night football. I think it was just a lot. And at first I was like, you know what, you can never have too much football, but we got to Wednesday night. Halfway through the game, I said, nah, I think you can have too much football. Yeah. This was just an absolute snooze fest in the first half, an absolute clusterfuck of a game. And I have no idea what both teams are doing for 60 minutes, but it was ugly. It was ugly. It was probably enough to say, as I said, no more Wednesday night football. No one could hit a target. No one could kick a goal. The only thing they were both good at was lacing each other out.
Yep.
Unreal at that. And the second half, the D's then decided they weren't going to stink for the second half and turn it on. Even after the game, Stephen May said, look, guys, that first half, I'm so sorry. That would have been hard to watch. And we all agreed. And also, just on Stephen May, love how he just kicks.
Do you mean his action?
Allergic to handballing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't know what a handball is, and I love that. And when you can kick it like him, why not?
That's so true.
Why not? He was good. Max Gawn is now just the best ruckman in the league again, averaging 19 touches and 37 hitouts. He's dragging them over the line.
He's back in a big way.
Yeah, he's back in a big way.
Yeah.
Disco Turner. Disco. Love Disco Turner. He kicked three. Hey, I don't know if this will make the edit. Probably will, given what we do here. But they were saying that in Melbourne. Someone, it was either a Mad Monday event or a preseason event. They got a DJ, one of the boys to DJ. And now he like apparently shit his pants. And they call him, what do they call him? It's something like shit pants surname. It's shitty something, I'm pretty sure. It's unreal.
DJ when he plays, shit himself.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something that. Irrelevant story, but who knows.
That's quite, mention that though. That's a serious statement.
Yeah.
DJing and sorry, shitting
I'm
yourself.
Fucking boiling. Sorry. Yeah. A bit hot.
But by the way, speaking of merch, did you end up requesting stringlets?
No, I haven't looked into stringlets. We're going to do our first capture. This is like the pilot capture we'll release and then we'll get into it. So Shitty Pants wasn't playing. I can tell you that much. What's his fucking name? It's an actual nickname. I need to find it.
So if I just type in DJ,
go type in DJ Shit Pants Melbourne. DJ shitting himself Melbourne party. He's got an actual name. What is it? I don't know. You'll find it maybe. I'll keep going on this game. Jacob Hopper did a hammy and then stayed out there, which was amazing. So their medical department needs to answer some questions because everyone's injured at Richmond. They literally cannot afford to lose players and they keep losing them. I love what Maurice Rioli is becoming. I think he could become like a Cozzy Pickett. Quick, finishes around goal, puts pressure on. And you just feel for Adam Muze, really. Like, just comes to a new club. Oh, my God, you've got it.
I think, is it DJ Shit Boy?
Yes, that's it.
It's DJ Shit Boy. There you go.
No, he didn't play. What did you type in the flash? Don't say that.
No, I'll tell you. It was DJ Shitpants Melbourne Demons.
Great. What's his name again?
DJ Shitboy.
DJ Shitboy. Now, DJ Shitboy didn't play. I don't want to be the guy that puts the label on it, but there is a guy in Melbourne, a player, who they all call DJ Shitboy.
It's just proper in-betweeners style, isn't it? Just say what you see.
Such a petty but awesome nickname. Imagine being called, Shitboy. After one minor error.
People don't forget.
Yeah, hey, I thought it was a fart. It ended up being a shart, and now I'm called DJ Shitboy. Because in post-game, they asked Disco Turner, why are you called Disco? And he's like, oh, boy's back home. I got two left feet. Can't dance. Imagine post-game, they go, mate, why do they call you DJ Shitboy? You wouldn't believe this. Thought it was a fart. Shit. So I'm just going, and I was on the decks at the time. Bring in DJ Shitboy. We need to find him. That wraps up the wrap for that game, I reckon.
There's not much more we can say about that.
The nickname DJ Shitboy is the best thing coming out of that game.
Is that the title of this episode?
DJ Shitboy, 100%. We're going to call it DJ Shitboy. Done. Fuck, I've shit my pants recently. I can 3 months ago.
3 months?
When's the last time you shit your pants?
Oh, I was driving from Newcastle to Melbourne a year and a half ago, and I did.
Yeah, quite easy to do.
It's so easy to do, and anyone who tells you they don't, it's just flat out lying.
Yeah, I'm with you. Constantly. I get really bad. Yeah, I'm just not going to go into it. Sorry, just on this for the Tigers, they should treat this like a gap year. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Just have fun. Play each other in funny positions. Like, oh, no, now Nanks are full back. That's funny. Like, have a bit of fun with it, you know?
You'll put sort of the names and positions in a hat, pull it out and go, oh.
Imagine that. Like, just fuck with everyone.
That'd be great.
I like it. I reckon. Or just fuck with the team. Put Dusty at full forward and be like, clear the 50.
Yeah.
And just how intimidating can we make it for their full back?
Righto. Left footers only now for the next 10
Literally,
minutes.
Just have a fun time with it, Richmond fans. Yeah. Thursday, day football. Pies v Bombers in a draw, played in an unreal game, and both teams just said, let's split these points, see you next time.
Yeah,
unreal game. And initially, when the siren went, I've gone full 180, or was it 360 when you come back around or something? 360. Yeah, but I don't know how you say it, but I've come around to the draw now.
Okay.
So initially I said that when the siren went, I was like, no. After 2 hours of football, I think players and fans deserve to get a result. Because it's a bit like, you know, I want to walk out of the MCG with my head held high, or I want to flush it down a toilet.
Sure.
Like, I don't want any in between. And the emotion around the draw was a bit flat. Everyone was like, oh, just we've wasted 2 hours.
Yeah.
But then a day later when the dust had settled, I was like, no, I think the draw now keeps it interesting. Yeah. In season, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm now back on the draws for in-season.
Look, I don't want to keep comparing our sport to any others, but I'm telling you, like...
Netball.
If you look at netball, there's nothing wrong with it when I watch soccer and, you know, it's a draw mid-season, but then when it's semi-final or a final, it goes to penalties. Nothing wrong with it.
Draws
are
quirky. I feel like in soccer, though, it happens so often, but yeah.
But you know what I mean, though? You don't feel annoyed. You're like, well... Split points, and then when it's an important game that needs a result, then there's a way around it.
And they're so rare, a draw. Yeah. It's actually, I think it's not, yeah. I'm a backer. I like the draw in season. What I think 2 points is fair.
Would you like, how good would this be, though? We need a song for a draw.
Oh, you got to do half. You got to all stay
in
the middle.
A neutral song.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah, you half of your song, half of their song.
Yeah.
Into one, collab it, or give each other whizzies. Everyone on the field. No, I've come around to it. So I'm on the draw big time. I know that in season. So I was like, oh, how does that differ in if that was happening in the final?
Yep.
Because we had the grand final and played the week after and everyone, that was a shit show and we'll never do that again. So I found out, we all found out that in season, obviously 2 points each. And in finals, the teams get a 6 minute break.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that break, they come and play 2 3-minute halves.
How weird is that going to look?
Crazy. And when it's half time between the two halves, they literally just swap positions and go again. There's no break. It's like full forward, now go the other end. Off you go. It'd be very cool to see that.
Yeah,
happens.
I can't wait for that.
I can't wait. Because it don't know if it happened this year. Maybe it might. But it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Imagine if the draw was 0 points. Could we ever do that or not?
Nah, that feels...
Wrong?
That feels... I don't like that.
True.
No, because no one lost, you know?
True. Like kissing your cousin. So, what the fuck? Sorry.
What? No one lost, like, yeah.
Okay. I should be careful when Tassie people saying that. You haven't kissed your cousin, have you?
Was I suspicious?
Oh, no, mate. I'm not going to make it weird. I wasn't. You acted. You didn't say yes or no. You just looked at me.
I was suspiciously quiet, wasn't I?
You were.
No, I haven't.
Okay, good, good. Do you know anyone that has?
Nah, like not above the ages of like 12.
Oh, that's awesome. Yep, so draw, Essendon came out and threw, at first 7 minutes, Essendon came out and just threw haymakers, gutter stomped them, did everything they could, tried to bury them alive, and kicked 4 goals in the first 7 minutes. And you thought, whoa, 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 like really got the Pies on the back foot. And hey, Pies fans, I'm not a coach, but I'm going to say, how about we stop giving teams 6 goal head starts at quarter time? Hey, how about we try and give them maybe a 1 goal or 2 goals, or maybe try and lead and not make the game so hard on yourself. But going into the game, we sat here, and I've said it for the first 7 rounds, I don't like the rucks. I didn't like their forward line, but it just worked. Competed. Competed massively up there. And when Drapes competes, and as we've been asking for him, and now we'll praise him because I said last week, I don't think he's doing anything or enough to stay a forward. So I'll now come here and praise him and say, well done. Good week. Yeah. We're dangerous, kicked a goal, competed up there. No one got outmarked. So when they do that, it works.
Yeah.
It's just cannot work week in, week out.
What I like about you though is you're willing to change your mind. You say what you say, what you see, you know.
You know what, mate? I will suck ass if I'm wrong.
Mm.
I will get a straw out and I'll say, bend over, Sam.
Mm.
Okay. That, yeah, probably didn't sound right. But I'll admit when I'm wrong. Yeah. Not many other people will, but I was, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to say what, you know, look at what's in front of you.
Like that worked, it worked this week, but I don't know if it's going to work going forward.
Sure.
I still think it's very, very tall. Mm. And I don't see if they play finals. I don't see Draper and Goldie playing the same team.
Well, but why would you change it?
It's working now because the Pies don't have any tool backs, really.
Mm, sure.
But I think if you played a team like when Blues, for instance, just because they're in my head, get Wiedering and McGovern back and probably play Young.
Yeah.
I think that's when they nullify them and Assad, a Boyd, get on the rebounding and off they go.
Yep.
That's when it could hurt you. The Pies fans. So it's so funny because the Pies fans were so frustrated, but then Don's fans were like, no, we'll take this.
Yeah.
You know, like Pies fans were just flat as, and Don Bombs went, good. Happy with that.
Happy with that one.
Very happy with that. Majacek missed two, or he kicked two out in the fall. Can you think he kicked 3-3 and kicked two out in the fall? So Pies fans are angry about that, but not his fault. Not his fault at all. Langford had a shot with 90 seconds to go and kicked a point, and he was up flat. But again, that's football, guys. And even though both teams walked away with a draw, you couldn't possibly think that you could ruffle each other's feathers. But we saw the tram vision that I put up. Simple. And then I went through the comments and I said, this guy has decided to ruffle some feathers. An Essendon fan on a Collingwood Instagram page. He goes, the comment is, you guys fluked last year's granny.
Brilliant.
And, oh boy, did that ruffle some feathers. And we love ruffling feathers. So I saw a lot of it as well. I went patrolling for feather ruffling a lot.
And you can tell a comment like that is
he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing. Good. Jamie Elliott's mark, crazy. So big.
Sorry, can you just do that again? That's you've got to give a bit more. But this is the mark of the year then. You can't just say Jamie Elliott.
Yeah,
Jamie
but I've done something similar. I've touched the same heights he has. I touched the roof at Marvel.
That's true, I suppose.
So it's like, nah. People say mark of the century.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Don't know about that. It's so impressive.
Yeah.
Just a perfect hang, just clocked it above the head as well, made it look bigger on Mackay. Mackay's 6'8".
Yeah.
That's a big – and then he tried to do another one 30 seconds later and on the wing. It was, mate, crazy. He is such a good player.
What's the categories for you for a mark of the year? Like what would you – if you were the person who chooses it, what are the main things? Because we see Specky's at least, you know, won a round, but what sort of – takes it to that next stage.
I think it's obviously the mark, but I think another thing is like what's happening in the game.
Ah, you like context.
I like context of someone being like, nah, I'm plucking this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Given the context of the game. But for mark of the year, you need, I think it helps if it's on a bigger player.
Okay.
You need elevation, shoulders. I want on shoulders. Sometimes they go on back. You want on shoulders and above, and then also a little lift.
Yeah.
And then the big one, the fall. None of this landing on your feet stuff. Just come. You almost want to come down your head and just go head first in the ground. Just mark it and go head first.
Okay. Well, yep. I don't want to see that, but I love that for you.
Yeah. What are yours?
No, no, no. I love that. I think the only thing I would add is if it's a Ford that's doing like a Elliott, you got to then kick the goal. That's the...
Oh, yeah. Like, great call. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
there's a bit of a bow you can tie on the whole thing.
Yeah. It's so funny. I wonder if the Backman's ever won Mark of the Year. I'm sure they have.
See, that would be impressive, wouldn't it? If you're all defending and then you decide this is a really good time.
Well,
to...
but would that be the same if Barry Mackay took an absolute hanger on Jamie?
That'd be like in Austin Powers where Mini-Me, where Austin's on top of Mini-Me, you know?
Yeah, true. How funny were the comments? I think it was on our post or someone else's, and they're like, hey, guys, take it easy. That's Barry Mackay. He's been out there for a long time. That was Barry Mackay. I think Barry played in the Blues game as well.
We love Barry.
Because Harry missed a few goals.
Yeah, I know what you're trying
good
to
on
say.
Barry Mackay, just getting a kick out there 2 days in a row. Big game coming up, as we said, this week for the Pies against the Blues, Friday Night Football. That is prime time, and we'll preview it in Thursday's ep, but she doesn't get much bigger than a Friday night at the G.
No.
That joint would be rocking. Oh. Given where two teams are at the moment as well, I'll be there in a suit. It's a business trip.
You're not going to wear
it. It's a business trip.
Well, you have to, I suppose, don't you?
It's a business trip, mate.
Do you wear Carlton tie?
I'll look for something, Carlton. Yeah. I'm taking a briefcase with me. I'm going to pull out either 4 points or a big L. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. No, and I'll sign good. The document loss. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. Thursday night now as well. We had Thursday night football on Anzac Day. I don't think we had that last year.
No, I don't think so.
So it was a lot of footy to consume.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be completely honest, I did fall asleep at halftime with this game, which I think I can be forgiven. I did go back and watch the second half in my own time. But the Giants beat Brisbane by 54 points. Now, Brisbane, you're on my side here. You have a premiership hangover without the premiership, you know? And I get things would have been harder there. GWS were in the camo Guernseys, so that would have been hard to see.
Yeah.
It would have been hard, like, where's the player?
Where are they?
Well, I can't find him anywhere. But we all thought that this year Brisbane would have that dog in them after last year's heartbreak and be like, you know what? This is redemption season. We're going to come out here and make up for what happened last year. But, I mean, even coming into the season, supposed to be on top of the ladder, supposed to be playing finals, supposed to be in the grand final. Then they went and paid Eric Kipwood. They went out and got Josh Dunkley, Jack Payne. Hey, you want some money? We've got some money for you. We'll give it to you. Here's a 5-year extension. Big O. Took him to the bank as well and said, how much do you want? Sign him up. And they have the most threatening forward line in the league, a Brownlow Mellis, an All-Australian fullback, and some genuine speed slinging that ball off halfback. And they stink.
Yep.
Stink, and stink some more. Stink so bad they're 13th on the ladder.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible, terrible, horrible to watch, horrible to see. And you don't even know what's going on because it's not like they don't have any players. It's really the same list out there than what it was last year.
It's pretty disappointing when you look at the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously Carlton beat the Giants. St Kilda managed to push them. North Melbourne managed to push them like earlier in the season. So at Brisbane, if not winning with the names that were out for the Giants as well, I think that's a big, that you can't
and I wouldn't have said gloss that stuff. Over that. I wouldn't have said all that before if it was like a 18-point loss.
Totally.
54 points.
Yeah.
To the Giants. I know the Giants are good, but you made a grand final last year. You have so many weapons and you're stinking?
Yeah.
Take a shower. You're 13th on the ladder. And put it all in context about how much fire they're lacking and energy and whatever you want to call it. They have only kicked 4 more goals than North Melbourne this year.
Wow.
The whole season.
You are kidding.
Given what they have.
You are kidding.
And we are so hard on North. Only 4 more goals than North this year.
I can't believe that.
Crazy. So they're not. I have no idea what's going on. Chris Fagan has to figure out how to get this thing back on track because this. I think another loss and that season's done.
Yeah.
That's where they're at.
So on your whiteboard, you're hovering.
Who they got this week? Do we know?
Yeah, I do. In just a moment's time.
Thank you so much.
Let me just have a look for you. Ah, big one. The Q Clash.
Fuck, they'll lose that. In Brizzy?
Yeah, Brisbane 7-10 on a Sunday.
Goldie, what is it? 7-10 on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Is Monday a public holiday?
Don't think so.
7-10 on a Sunday. Yeah. Oh, that is hip deep in a grave. That's also saying, hey guys, I know you're burying me, but I'm alive still.
Yeah. Like, you know,
hello. That's gross. Okay, they'll lose that. If they lose that, they're off. They're done.
Okay.
I'm putting a line through them. But maybe someone also suggested maybe they're tanking for Levi Ashcroft.
Bit early to tank, but.
Well, maybe they're saying let's tank now in 2025, then we start making a real run at this thing. Which is funny because it wouldn't be a bad ploy because you still need the points to father son someone.
What do you mean the points?
Well, like traditionally, because it's moved to a point system for the draft.
Right.
If you want to trade up. Or I think the father-son has a certain amount of points that you still need to be able to be eligible to pick your son or your player that is father-son.
Right, okay.
So if you need 2,000 points, he's a father-son, but you need to come up with 2,000 points to then select him as a father-son, you need to go out and find those points somewhere. So you need to bundle up some picks to be like, okay, let's take pick 56 and 59 for a pick 39 because that 39 would be worth X amount of points, which then allows us to go and bid as a father-son. So, I mean, Levi Ashcroft, he's next level, apparently. That's what's coming out of his games.
Something's come across your table, like you've heard.
Come across my desk. Yeah. Levi Ashcroft, very good. You can take that to the bank. GWS, look, just did what they had to. Just had their way with them after halftime. Looked like premiership favourites again. Darcy Jones with the helmet became a cult hero instantly. He's got a good story. Drafted in 2022. Tears his ACL in the VFL in 2023, gets a chance with Toby Green out of the game, kicks two goals and says, I dare you to pull me out of this game, out of this team now. Dare you to take me out of the team. You can bring Toby in, but I'm not leaving.
Yeah, go on.
Unreal. With the helmet as well. Why were they wearing helmets? Concussion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wonder how much that helmet actually does though. It's like, is it, what's in the helmet?
I mean, it's just padding, but yeah, you're right. Like seriously, if you've... When we see some of those really bad ones, those moments, do you really think that they're – I don't know. I did see, by the way, I've got a real obsession with concussion in America and in the NFL. Yeah, it's the best. did you see that they've been announced that they can now wear padding on the outside of the helmet?
No way.
It is the weirdest look you've ever seen.
So in the NFL, they're going to have padding on the outside of the helmet.
You're allowed to if you choose to.
Like a cushion.
Yeah. It's like a helmet – with a, you have duct tape a pillow around it.
Wow, imagine that.
It's a really odd look.
I want to go on one of those big, you know what our game will get to? If our game keeps doing what we're doing here where, you know, Riley West got, he's got a week suspension for a glancing shepherd, which we asked the shepherd to come back. He got a week for a shepherd. Oh my God, Kane's brought it up. That's a joke. So this helmet is a football helmet and then instead of the hard exterior, it's generally like puffed cushion.
Yeah.
That's a piss take.
It's really weird.
Wow. Okay. If our game keeps going the way it's going, suspensions and tackles and you can't do this, can't do that, and dangerous tackles or perceived to be, hey, that was in dangerous intent. You know those big balls that people go in and run in? They're all the craze back in the day.
Oh, Zorba
balls? Zorba balls?
Yeah.
Imagine a game like that. Just get the boys in Zorba balls and start playing a game of footy. That's where we're going. That's how we're going. Yeah, the Giants, they're legit again. You know, Jesse Hogan took the week off, got off his suspension, then came back in the game and said, boys, just going to have a week off. Riccardi kicked three, Brown kicks three, Perryman two. And then you compare that to the other end. Danaher, Hipwood, goalless. Now, if I'm Brisbane and I'm paying you $2 million plus to have you around, let's kick some goals, boys, you know?
Just a couple.
You're both 6'10". You're both very good at football. Let's kick a goal. I'll take one between you. You know, if you know, $2 million, I'll take one between you just in any game.
It's a two-man job.
Hey, sometimes one goal is a two-man job.
Totally.
You know, if it takes us to pay you $2 million to kick a goal collectively, I'll do it. But let's do it. Let's kick a goal. Yeah, disappointing. Brisbane, yeah, they're in all sorts. Giants back. Friday night football. Oh, absolutely. Now, if you thought you'd never seen as bad as a half of football on Wednesday night, Friday night football came along and said, watch this. We're going to put you to sleep here. Because Anna went to bed and then she tossed and turned. She's like, oh, I can't get to sleep. And I said, oh, hold on. I'm going to put Kaya back to the start of this game. And she sat down and watched it. And I pressed play and she was out in 5 minutes. Sure. Just out cold. And I said, that's the trick now. This is just, I mean, I want to hear what you say as our resident Saints fan. But Paul will take the 4 points. But everyone who left Adelaide Oval would have left being like, this is flattening. This is flattening, and now it's going to take me 55 minutes to get across this fucking bridge.
Yeah, that's the worst bit.
That he's only 10 people wide. Go on. What do you think?
Well, before I say anything, can you give me some advice here? When you were the MC for Carlton, what were the legal parameters around what you couldn't say?
You know what, honestly, and they said this to me. They said, like, say what you want. They actually said, vent your frustration out in front of the crowd.
Actively.
Yeah, actively. They said, don't hold back. Like, if you're angry, just be like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
We pay good money to be here. Also, guys, activation, thanks to McDonald's.
Sure.
Yeah. Are you thinking of venting?
I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off. The free kick count was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm not just going to say, you know, I get it. Sometimes you give away more free kicks.
You do.
Sometimes you just do some silly things. But that game was not one of those games. It was outrageous. Mm. I don't know what was happening. Jack Higgins getting 3 weeks.
Crazy.
3 weeks, Dan. When you compare that to even the Toby Green incident last week, that's way worse than what he did. I just don't get it.
No one gets it.
What are the parameters?
No one gets it.
What are the rules? I don't get it. You don't get it. Looks like the umpires don't get it. It's just...
No one understands.
I was really disappointed with the umpiring that night.
Yeah.
Really
sad. And you should have been. Yeah. I mean, the umpiring was so... It was. We've spoken about it already. It's so frustrating. And the Jack Higgins thing, like, no one gets it anymore. It's because the tackle he did was the same action as tackles that we've seen that maybe one or two. But now it's not even the action. It's the consequence of the action that is now getting the sanction. So if we're saying that, then you may as well throw out every tackle at the window or every... This makes no sense. Every tribunal decision makes no sense because now it's all dependent on the concussion or not.
Mm-hmm.
If Elliott got up, that would have been 1 week for Higgins.
Which just opens the door totally to being able to take the piss out of the rules.
Well, like, is Higgins a good bloke or not? You know him.
We love Jack Higgins.
So there's a chance to get 2 weeks then.
Well, it's just, do you know what I mean though? Like if you choose to, then if you just want to put a little bit of extra mayo on that, I'm like, oh, my head. And then all of a sudden that's an extra week.
Well, they reckon the boys are doing that now. They reckon the players now are acting up for it. So it's just going down a dangerous path. I don't know what's going to happen here. I think it's... There's a bit of acting going on.
So, look, overall, I'm just feel pretty disappointed that we knew St Kilda it was going to be really difficult to beat Port in Adelaide, but to leave that game losing by 10 points, knowing that there were a few moments that genuinely, you know, it probably cost us the game, it's pretty frustrating.
It sounds pretty good. I mean, I didn't think they'd win, but I think you never take a loss, but 10 points is something that you can build on, especially the way they played in holding Port in close. We know that Butters, Rosie and Jason Horne-Francis want to get on the outside and explode. So they did so well to contain that. And they played well without King. And when King comes back, this team looks totally different.
Yeah.
It gave a focal point up forward. But I thought the Saints were okay, but the umpiring went down massively.
I will say this, though. I take the loss against Port Adelaide in Adelaide. I take the 1 point loss against the Giants in Canberra. And I take the opening round loss
To Geelong
in Geelong. You know, haven't been blown. The only one that's been really bad is the Dogs game.
Yeah.
Other than that, Saints look pretty good to me.
You still confident in finals? Not really. Who have you got this week?
North.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the pre prime. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought they were pretty good. I thought that Port would have walked away feeling flatter and worse, knowing that they'd lost a little ear to the protocol.
Yep.
Rosie did a hammy.
Yeah.
And Pal Pepper, unfortunately, ACL.
Yeah.
And before he did his ACL, and I thought so with Pal Pepper, man, flying around, spear tackle blokes. Like, generally, Saints players looking up, looking for him because he was coming in 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, he was a bit of a menace.
Scary. So hopefully he has a successful return to injury from his ACL. He's already did one last year, before, I think. So it's unfortunate. But my new favourite thing, and maybe because it was just the injuries were happening, but my new favourite thing is commentators just having a stab in the dark about injuries. I love it. Rowan Marshall, I think he got a knock to his knee, and the first minute, BT goes, oh, that looks like the MCL to me. If that's not the MCL, that is a lot of pain on the outside. I think he's diagnosed Rowan Marshall with an ACL, an MCL, a PCL, a broken leg, like so many things Marshall had. Then another player had it. And then sure enough, the commentators go, that looks like a hyperextension to me. And it just wasn't at all. Just like, you're not a physio. You're not a doctor. You're a commentator. Just commentate.
And I need fans of our game to know that I actually did a couple boundary riding shifts at Triple M. And the first thing they said to me was, don't speculate, say what you see. Totally fine to say Rowan Marshall's grabbing his right knee. That's what you see. But at no point am I in a position to be going, well, because of my Quidditch knee, I know.
Literally.
Like, it's just ridiculous. So fun.
Marshall was holding his knee. He goes down to the race. And BT was like, well, if that's on the outside, that's an MCL and a PCL. Like, what, man? How would you know? You've seen it for 5 seconds on a screen and then came back down a minute later. It's like, oh, he's back. It's good. Must have strong ACLs or PCLs. Who knows what it was. Yeah, but Porter are just going at the moment.
Yeah.
Someone said to us that they think that Port's ladder positioning is more flattering than what it really is.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Which I don't know because they were so good the first 4 or 5 rounds. And I feel like...
They always do this though, Dan.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Port are still going to be dangerous in finals if they get home finals. North v Adelaide. Geez, this was just... I mean, it's just North and North. We can talk about North all day, but it was a danger game for Adelaide, I guess, because I keep saying that North are going to get someone. Mm. They'll jump someone and you don't want to be the team that gets jumped by them. I don't know if they can go the whole year without winning a game. In 1934, North Melbourne did that.
Wow.
They went the whole year without winning a game. Could 2024 be that year for them? Could they go a whole year without winning?
I mean, probably.
They don't look close to winning a quarter, let alone a game. I honestly cannot see North being good for 4 quarters, better than another team for 4 quarters of footy at the moment.
We've seen a lot of bad teams before. In your memory.
I've been part of stinking teams.
Yeah. Is this the worst, do you think?
This is the worst team I've seen in a long time. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even know. Like, it's people are saying, oh, they're not competitive. But if you look at the game, they were actually competitive for the first 20 minutes. It's when the game blows out, they just turn to just shit.
Yeah.
And just stink. And it actually looked like on Saturday that they don't have any structure at all. Or even a game plan. And if that's the case, then that's on Clarko because he either doesn't know what he's got as a team or he's not giving him a game plan that's at their level to play. So they're going out there trying to implement something that they have no capabilities of doing whatsoever. They have no capabilities of doing whatsoever. But they just can't do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I know what you're saying. No, absolutely.
Yeah. They've got a game plan that I don't know how to do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too far above them. Their skill level.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible, horrible. They make me hate watching football. Don't you fucking dare. Oh, he's got the thing up his nose again. LDU, though, having a great year. He'll leave. I think he's going to bounce and get out of there.
You have to, right? Seriously. Like, he's been unbelievable. Like, he's been very good this year.
Him and Tristan Sherry, very, very good. He'll be leading their BNF at the moment. Rankin took the absolute piss out of them, and we've been asking for someone to take over Taylor Walker. He's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that takes over. Just put him in the square and let him do his thing on someone. And Adelaide now, they have the showdown this week. Redemption run? Could they come off the board and back onto it?
Are you comfortable doing that for any team, by the way? Like, is there a moment that you go, okay, no, I will uncross them?
Well, Hawthorn... North and Richmond aren't getting uncrossed.
Okay.
Adelaide and Saints still have a chance to come off the board. But I think Adelaide, if they win the showdown, they're coming off it.
They've only won 2 games, though.
Yeah, but beating Power.
Yeah.
That'd be big.
Yeah, it'd be huge.
But you're right back in the hunt if you win the showdown.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll see. This fucking game ruined me. Geelong v Carlton, Geelong by 13 points. Now, here's some breaking news. The Geelong Cats are fucking good at footy. Didn't see that coming. Was not on my bingo card this year. Kept saying it. Said too old, too slow, and they are unbelievable. I hadn't really watched a game. Well, they played North last week. Mm. Yeah. So I was like, okay, you can't really get a lot out of that. And then seeing them against a decent team, I like to think, they were very, very good. Very good. Now, I'm not going to mention that Carlton was playing against two teams out there because that's not the reason that they lost. Okay?
But
I will say that the ruffling of my feathers when I came out and said the umpires were at different games, because I felt like we were at different games the first half of football. When people say, oh, you win the free kick count, that's nothing. If that doesn't give any indication of who's getting the better treatment of the whistle.
Yep.
There is literally no context behind a free kick count at all. It's the ones that were just blatantly obvious of, and this is across the board, not in this game, it's just more... I guess because I was emotionally attached to the game, noticeable, that a player who has prior opportunity and then just drops the ball.
Yeah.
It's those ones that just were frustrating. But it's not the reason that we lost. I'd hate to use that excuse. It was the goal kicking that was just horrible. Horrible in front of goal. I think Barry McKay was having a few shots of goal there.
He came out there, yeah.
I still believe that if Durden had kicked that last goal after we kicked 2 points in the first 2 minutes, if he kicks that goal, we go on a run there and yeah. I think that game looks different.
Things could have looked a lot worse as well, by the way. Like, mate, on the scoreline.
That run could have been horrible.
Yeah.
Blake Akers kicked too late. And I probably thought, actually, with 2 minutes to go, that Blues would do this. It was 105 to 112. And then Cameron steps up and kicks a goal on this. Yeah. All she wrote. But, I mean, yeah, it was a lot more flattering than what it looked like in that last quarter. But Geelong have just, they're just stronger, just mature bodies. And maybe that's going to be the reason why they go so well this year. When we thought they were going to go so bad. We thought the mature bodies would be slow and they wouldn't be able to keep up with the quick teams, but they don't need to be quick when they're moving the ball so quickly. They can actually get it to their speed players, like a Guthrie, Myers, Dempsey, Stengel, and Cameron, who get up high to ground and then slingshot it back to each other.
Yeah.
Because it's not Tom Hawk slingshotting back. It's the quick players that they're putting the ball in. And that's the reason why they look lightning quick.
I'm loving that from you. They're not old. They're mature.
Mature. But you don't see broken tackles from them.
Nah.
Like, no one breaks a long tackle ever. Where other games, it's noticeable. Like, Carlton missed a few tackles and it's like, okay, those tackles are sick. Geelong tackle you and you stay tackled. Geelong, yeah, look, if they could just rebuild for 5 years and give someone else a chance, that would be great. Like, how are you so good for so long still?
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's Chris Scott. He's 3 weeks in a row.
He's bloody good.
Man, he's playing chess. Everyone else playing checkers.
He'd be the perfect person to lead the Devils. I'd love him.
Go out and get him?
Yeah. Like someone like that to really establish quite clearly one of the all-time great cultures.
Yeah, just a good team, good culture, good people involved there. You want to go there. A lot of people were also angry about Zach Tui. He did like a pulling on the jumper. I was like, Carlton fans, no. We chose not to pay him.
Mm.
He wanted to stay, but we said no. Like Eddie Betts, we said we're not going to pay you. Should have paid him.
It's also like how long ago?
Yeah, like it was, get over. Yeah, yeah,
there's a little bit of...
Move on a little bit. Yeah. Move on a little bit, guys. As I said, Blues couldn't buy a goal. Hey, fellas, get back in the pool. I'm running it back to David Teague days. I'm saying, fellas, the whistle's out. Hope you're in speedos because you're going to kick a goal and you're going to get in the pool and get back out. We'll do that for 10 minutes. Clearly it's worked. So they've obviously taken the foot off the gas in that sense. But yeah, I mean, Cats are just... It's not breaking news here to say that they're going to be dangerous.
No.
At the pointy end. See, I say that and then deep down I'm like, well, surely the mature bodies get tired.
Yeah.
But they're not giving us a reason to say that at all. The Blues need to bring some soldiers back. Doing it with some players out as well, which is tough. Chera's out, McGovern's out. When those come back, Saad comes back. It looks a lot different down back there, but... The Geelong defense just held up as well. Everything that went in there just got held up, soaked, absorbed, and straight back out. Yeah. And when it came back out, the Blues defense was so high that they kept getting at the back of them. That's, there was so much space at the back. Just tore them apart and couldn't stop it. So well done. Well done to the Cats.
I might have missed this as well. Did you get your TDK versus SDK?
Briefly. In like one contest, but not much. Not much. Pitto was good. Dangerfield Hammy. Hurt. So, and he was good early.
Yeah.
He was one inside for them that just got the ball moving in the right direction. So he'll be missed. But well done, Cats. Carlton, big 3 weeks coming up, as I said. Pies, Melbourne, Sydney. Freo v Dogs in a 24-point win from Freo. Round of applause for Freo. They decided not to be a boring team this week and actually look good. They tweaked their game plan. They actually looked exciting for a change, something that we don't normally say about Freo.
Yeah.
We know they like putting teams asleep, but they said, no, we want to play a bit different this week. Last week we lost to the West Coast Eagles, but we're going to try and play a bit different this week. And it looked really good. Nat Fyfe decided to turn the clock back to 2015 and was just prime, not Fyfe. Prime Fyfe. Crazy what he did. And we all wrote him off. I think for the last 5 years, he has played 52 games. So he hasn't played a lot of football because of his body. So we thought you know, this is different. Even he's come out and said, my role's different this year. I feel like I got to adapt to where we're at. And he's done that. He's now the inside ball that's giving out to a Sarong and a Brayshaw.
Yeah.
And he's doing it very, very, very well. Sarong is a dog, 37 touches and 17 clearances. And lightning quick. Didn't really realize how quick he was, but he is a ball inside and then he can get the skates on and he's out of there. And for the Dogs, can't get a read on them at all.
No.
Nah. Bit like your nasal thing. In, out, in, out, in, out. You know?
Speaking of.
Horrible. Just, I don't know. I don't know where they're at. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're bad. People are saying we should cross them off right now on the whiteboard and say you can't play finals. I don't know. I still hate their forward line.
Mm.
I hate it so much. Especially this game where they had so much advantage in that forward line over that Freo defense. Just couldn't make advantage of it. Sam Darcy is going to be a dog. Got a little puppy in him at the moment.
Yeah.
He's growing. Yeah, a little kennel inside his gut.
Yeah.
Just like the puppy's just playing around.
Teething.
Sorry, tin dick. What'd you say? He's got a tin dick.
Teething.
Oh, teething. I thought you said Sam Darcy is a tin dick. It's like, whoa.
That's a pretty good news.
That was breaking news.
I like that going forward, though. You're tin dick. A bit of a tin dick.
Yeah, right. Sam Darcy's got a tin dick. Yeah, so I don't know. I think dogs... So crazy because they could come out this week. Any given week, they could either come out and smack a team by 6 goals or get done by 4. Like, it's not like they ever get really blown out. They just...
No. So they take on the Hawks this weekend.
Oh, sure. They'll smack them.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
At Marvel, their home game.
Yeah, they'll smoke them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they get back on track then. And then again, then you say, okay, they're still in the running for the finals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
So you can't... I don't know. I'm confused on them, but what on Freo? They were so funny, that guy in the crowd with his Guernsey had the fuck West Coast Guernsey on with a leffen. So funny. Still salty about last week. And in the morgue, we've got a name for it.
Oh, I love it.
The morgue. The pre-graveyard game is now called the morgue. I can't remember who sent that in to us, but I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Because the bodies go there first.
Yeah.
Then at the graveyard. So in the morgue with the Suns, Eagles. Suns win by 37 points. No Harley Reid, no Eagles. It's a real thing now.
Yeah,
you know?
You said it.
Yeah, it's now a real thing. It. 3 points at halftime, and the Suns just had too much for the Eagles, and the Eagles couldn't stop them at all. At home, we knew the Suns were going to be good. They love playing there. They hate playing away. But they did what they had to. Actually, pretty positive from the Eagles. I think you'd take 37 points and no Harley Reid.
100%.
Yeah. You'd be flat. Nah, you wouldn't be flat. You'd be like, I know where this team's at.
Yeah.
We probably weren't going to beat them. At the start of the year, the way they were going, it probably looked like a 10-goal loss, 11-goal loss, but you take 37 points.
Yeah.
I did know this, but this Suns team is really stacked.
Yeah.
Give them 12 months and they'll be what GWS is now. Mate, their talent is unreal.
That's a pretty big call.
Yeah, I'm running with it. They are genuinely stacked. Like, this team is... I know they can't win away from home at the moment and it's a real issue, but what they have and what Dimmer has, they're building something.
And big. This has only just clicked for you, do you feel like?
I feel like, oh, no, I think I knew the talent was there, but sometimes you can have, like, the Suns always have had talent.
Yeah, totally.
You know, but then they just don't gel together. It looks like this thing is forming more than it ever has.
Right, okay.
Well, you know that, I think we've been able to say about the Suns is when they play at home, you still don't know what you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
But now when you go there and you see what they have, you know that the Suns at home are hard to beat.
Sure.
So that's the first time in their history you've said that. It's just going away from home, are you still the same Suns?
Mm-hmm.
I think in 12 months when they figure out, when Dimmer figures out, like we said, his team, who plays well together, what his best team looks like, what positional changes he needs to make, what positions players need to go in, that's when we'll be like, okay, you guys are really serious right now. So yeah, Eagles will get Harley Reid back next week. Jake Waterman is just kicking goals left, right, and center. Crazy what he's turned into. I think he did something crazy stat, like he'd only kick more than 2 goals like once in his career.
Really?
Prior to the last 3 weeks. And now he's kicked 6, 5, and 4.
Wow.
In 3 weeks.
There you go.
He's a dog. Graveyard shift here, and the Hawks got absolutely lowered in the graveyard. Hawks with a 76-point loss to the Swans. It was just gross as well. And last time I was a bit worried because the Swans went to the G and Richmond got them and mauled them
yeah.
a little bit in the last quarter. So he thought maybe their SCG ground style gameplay doesn't work on a bigger ground. But they went there and it clearly looked like the Swans wanted to make the ground as big as possible and stretched it so they could pick off targets, easy targets inside, and then sling it forward to their forwards. But the Hawks are just horrible. Mm. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Not as bad as North, obviously, but still ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some good footage of Sam Mitchell I saw throughout the game. He was
not happy not and happy. Brought the spray back. It was so good to see the spray back. We hadn't seen a spray in a long time, but he got Scrimshaw and didn't miss him at all. When Buddy left the Swans, I think everyone thought, uh-oh, they're not going to be able to kick goals, but they actually look so much better without Buddy.
Yep.
So, no, I think that's partly saying we don't want all the attention on Buddy, or we don't want, you know, like a bit like what's happening with Carlton and Charlie Curnow. You see Charlie, you kick it to him. That Buddy had that factor. But they look so much even across that forward line. Errol Goulden is quite easily the sexiest guy in football. Playing-wise, he looks like a sexy natural footballer to me.
He's not sexier than Heaney, in my opinion.
Well, my next point is Heaney's hot.
Sure.
On and off. He's winning the Brownlow right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't be close. No. Wouldn't be close. So if you jump on Sportsbet, and I don't know if there's a market for like leading the Brownlow halfway, but he would be doing that right now. Let's talk about this. And Sam Wicks's goal, the vision that's doing the rounds on socials. Now, when it got sent through, I looked at it, and if you haven't seen it, Sam Wicks kicks a goal. Running into an open goal square. He turns around looking for high fives. There's no one around him at all. Not one person. He's searching for a high five, a high ten even. No one goes near him. Then he runs to the water woman and the boys are all having a spray. Not one bum tap, not one high five, not one looking in the eyes, nothing. And at first I was like, you know what? Maybe the forwards went off and then the mids rotated. And that's why it looked so scarce and bare. But the more I watch it, the more I'm like, okay, what's Wixie done?
Yeah.
What's Wixie done here? Something's up.
He's done something. That there's no way that, as you said, not one look in the eyes, not one bum tap, not one high 10.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's very odd. And then I thought, well, maybe Horse doesn't think there's a problem there. And sometimes you can still play a team knowing that something has happened. But that was very obviously like the boys not wanting to get around him at all.
It's hard though, because it feels like bullying if there's a problem, the guys don't like him and you go, oh, okay, well, we won't play you then. Like,
he's done something.
Like, you can't do that.
No, he's done something. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Could that be the undoing of the Swans? Good culture. That didn't look good to me.
Or is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Everyone's on the fence about it. I think something's happened. Well,
have you, I'm assuming you would have played with someone that you don't like.
Myself.
Yes. Wouldn't I tend yourself?
Fucking oath, mate. Every morning, oh, I'm with this guy again.
What would you do if there's a player, like, you know, if you go, oh, really, fuck, I just don't like this guy, but he kicks a goal for your team, would you?
We played with a few blokes like that. Yeah, we come across a couple of guys like that. But, I mean, not everyone gets along in the, most of them do, but there is always one or two guys where just they rub each other the wrong way, they ruffle each other's feathers, and there is that chemistry issue.
Yeah.
And the coach would know it, like Horse would know that.
Yeah.
It's just saying, well, is he in my best team? And if he is, I'm playing him and you boys have to figure your shit out.
Yeah.
And also a sense of like, hey, once we're out there, we're a team unit, just make it work. There's also that.
Yeah.
But that looked like the boys fucking hate me.
Yeah.
And they're going to let me know that I don't like you. I swear there's been stories in the NBA where they've played with a player and he's just a gun player, just scores buckets, whatever, and they don't get around him at all on the court. They just let him do his thing. It looks like that. Yeah. And for the Hawks, just no forwards. Don't have a forward.
No.
A lot of pressure. And a lot of people talking about Marby Olchol. See, he's so frustrating because he reminds me in actually an honest way here of me. Like, could be anything, but just doesn't fucking want it also at the same time. Like, sometimes you look at his effort and he's chasing pressure and he's marked and you go, fuck, this guy could be unreal. And then you see a couple of efforts and you're like, oh, just could be arsed a little bit, you know? And that was me.
There's a... Oh, okay, yep, sure.
What you say?
No. It's just, you know, there's a headline. Dan Gorringe says...
Sees himself in my bell chole.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I think he's probably shown a little bit more. Would you be...
Has my bell chole showed more than me?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. I mean, what are you going off by that? Like, are you going off games and goals played?
What else is there to go off? He's
on field actual fucking presence, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I reckon I listen. If you want, let's ask the Hawks fans, do you want Goins out there or Chole at the moment?
Do you want to play that game, Dan?
Actually, no, because then I'm saying that I'd be exactly the same as him. Listen, guys, who knows? It's this fine line between was I as good as Marby or Chole?
I'm just going to ask you straight down the line.
Okay.
In your career, do you think that you showed more than what Marby or Chole's shown?
Yes. Yep.
Well, you're an
Mate,
idiot.
My career is all politics. Bullshit what happened to me. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to go over it again, but I was pushed out of the system. It's corrupt. I'm going to spill the beans one day of what truly happened to me. Everyone goes, oh, he retired. No, no, no. I was pushed. I was pushed out. I was given an ultimatum. I signed an NDA. That NDA is up in November, and I'm going to spill all the beans.
Okay.
Got to come up with some beans to spill. yeah. So, Hawks fans, you deserve better. I know. You do deserve better. You are frustrated right now, and you have every reason to be frustrated.
Yeah.
I feel for you. It would not be fun to watch a game right now as a Hawks fan. So, yeah, we're with you. We do also have to put up the Gatorade Lids Off Team of the Year. We still got to get the Blazers organised.
Have we? My memory might be slipping here, but have we not done that for a couple of weeks?
No, we did one. We've done it for most of the weeks.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, we
That's
have.
That's very much
we
our have, attitude.
We've got a squad. We've got a squad. So we're going to put that up this Arvo so you guys can go and vote on that and put someone in. Got to get Blazers organised. What else has happened? What other admin we got to cover?
I've got one for you.
Hear me.
BT's comments about the umpires helping him out because they put a bet on.
This ruffled your feathers.
What the hell's going on there?
Yeah. So apparently, do you want to give context to that?
Yeah. So he was saying that in the year that he was going to kick 100 goals in a season, they were playing this. Pies were playing the Saints. He needed two goals and he hurt himself. So the umpires looked after him and gave him a few really easy free kicks 25 metres out in front. And he approached them afterward and said, you've probably given me two free kicks all year. Why today? And he said, well, you were 8-1 or whatever it was, and I had $10 on you.
Mm. Smart.
Probably one I reckon we just keep to ourselves, don't you? Like, you've just kind of admitted there the systemic issue of,
fixing.
It's not a great look, Dan.
Apparently he had said that a few times. So people were like, oh, he's already told that story heaps of times.
So are we just going to pretend that it's totally fine? I feel like that's almost even worse.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be so – I think back then I didn't like the – I didn't like that happened. I think the story was funny, but I think right now it'd be possible to do that now.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah, I don't know. I just hated it. I think that
– You didn't like it at all, did you? Yeah, it ruffled your feathers big time.
And not in a fun way.
No.
And I love ruffled feathers, but that just
– Yeah.
He plucked them off me instead.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's plucked my feathers with the injury comments about trying to pick his injuries. I had something else in my head to think about. What was it? Admin. The feed. Well, I think on Sportsbet feed. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever. We didn't come away with a win this week after 4 weeks of good weeks. But mark my words, don't eat for a week, guys. If I was you guys, I wouldn't eat for a week. We're gonna starve ourselves.
Yep.
And then we're gonna come to Friday night football. Daddy's gonna dish out some little entrees, mains, desserts. What do you want? Start eating. I'm coming up with absolute beauty.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. So get ready. Go on Sportsbet's feed. Follow me. Again, once you follow me, starve yourself, and then we're gonna go from there. So there's something big coming. Gotta think of something big now. No. Hey, that's the episode for the week. We are back on Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday. Yep. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll see you Thursday. Any last words?
Nah.
That nasal spray has to go. You're not coming back that Thursday. That's done.
No, I'm just a bit sick at the moment. No. That's okay.
See you Thursday, fuckers.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.